ministers, and rabbis all came together on July 4, 1963, to take part in one of the biggest protests the city ever had,
said Daddy.
They believed in the Golden Rule, that being fair is the right thing to do, said Mama.
First, the protesters went to church to pray, sing freedom songs, and get ready. They spent the morning learning how to be peaceful protesters, how not to use their fists to fight back. Then they climbed onto buses to go to the amusement park. They brought signs and banners that declared their message of fairness for all. When the protesters reached the park, a crowd of angry faces greeted them. People who didn't want the park to change. They shouted insults at the protesters.
The protesters just held their signs high and sang freedom songs. We shall overcome. The civil rights anthem filled the air,
said Daddy.
But when they tried to go into the park to buy tickets, blacks and whites together, the park's owners had the protesters arrested,
said Mama.
So they did what they had been taught to do, to protest peacefully. Some sat down on the ground and refused to move. Police officers had to carry them to buses to take them to the police station.
Mama and Daddy explained that almost 300 protesters were arrested that day. Some paid a fine and could go home, but half refused to pay their fines. They chose to spend the night in jail instead. When they went home the next day, they began planning another protest for 2 days later, on July 7th.
Kids help too,
Mama said. A newspaper reporter even asked 11-year-old Lydia Finney and her aunt Mabel Grant to go on a secret protest at the park. They both had light-colored skin. He thought the park's ticket taker might not know that they were black. On the morning of the second protest, Lydia and her aunt walked up to the ticket booth. They bought tickets and walked right in. They could have been arrested if anyone found out who they were, but nobody noticed. They stayed for 2 hours and went on some rides, including the carousel. When they left, the protesters weren't there yet, but the reporter was. He interviewed them and wrote about their visit to show what a mistake it is to judge people by the color.